The Trump administration has lifted its hiring freeze for the federal government, but the Environmental Protection Agency remains frozen, according to internal documents obtained by KUOW. John Ryan with our politics team has the story.
The Trump administration wants to cut EPA's budget by nearly a third. That's more than at any major federal agency. Administration officials this week told EPA to start letting go of employees through buyouts and early retirement offers. That's even though Congress has final say when it comes to spending. The White House's goal is to eliminate 3,000 EPA employees within a year. Former EPA official Dennis McLaren of Seattle says those cuts would come on top of repeated cutbacks during the Bush and Obama administrations.
The biggest potential danger here is that the budget will be dramatically cut. That would mean that there wouldn't be folks enforcing the laws, that there wouldn't be oversight of states, that there wouldn't be an effective agency.
Internal documents show EPA's Northwest office has 17 frozen vacancies, including climate change advisor and a half dozen scientists. The White House's top budget official said in March that spending on climate change is a waste of your money. Many scientists plan to march on Saturday in favor of scientific research at the EPA and elsewhere. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
One of those marches will be here in Seattle, and if you didn't get the memo on cutbacks at EPA, we have it for you at KUOW.org.